Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to Rhema Remnant Radio, an outreach of Urban Glory Campaigns. This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaigns, and you've tuned in for a very, very special broadcast. So keep listening. Stay connected. We're available 24 hours a day at 202-630-4UGC. Contact us 24 hours a day at 202-630-4842. Or visit us online at www.urbangloricampaigns.webs.com or on our social networks. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and more. Here's Reverend Breland.
I want you to consider for a few minutes the concept of transformation. A few years ago, I was visiting and studying on this term in light of grace, that God endows humanity with grace so that way they can transform the culture with the power of God. And the Bible says that we don't even have the right to boast because we obtain such great promises based on this grace of God. However, a lot of times we keep those thoughts in perspective as it pertains to an appreciation of the scripture versus actually manifesting the proofs that we need to be the Christians we profess. Tonight I want to challenge the church to take another look at this word transformation. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, of course, it says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ultimately, God's will should be our goal, but it will only be proven through a reality or a manifestation of transformation. And how will we do this? We will do this first by there being a renewal in the mind. Renewal means changing our perspective, but not only changing our perspective, acting on the change that has occurred. So, I want us to remember to be thankful to God, but not only to be thankful, but to trust God to reveal us a set path for us. And then from there, be truthful about where we are with God, because that truth should lead to the path of freedom. And then be transparent, open, not only with God but other people about your quest to obtain greater truth. And then from there, we need to just learn how to be tough, to endure as hard soldiers, as the scripture would say. Why am I saying this to you? Because Christianity as we know it is being shaken. And all the superficial things that come around the custom of Christianity will have to meet the table of proof in order to obtain the grace of having the will of God. I ask God every year, what do you want me to say to your people each year? And he said, indulge on and emphasize the manifesting power that I have for them to transform their lives. Which means God wants us to totally transform ourselves. Not for us, but for ultimately the expansion of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We see in scriptures people like Joseph who changed his perspective. And as a result of him changing his perspective, that transformation established Jerusalem. We also see this in Jacob, which caused the blessing, who would wrestle with an angel until God would endow him with the blessing of fruitfulness. We see this in Jonah, who struggle to be a shadow or a prototype of the reconciliation that would happen in the New Testament, when the Gentiles and the Jews would be saved, when God would send him to Nineveh to preach the gospel. And of course, you know, we see it in John the Baptist, who was beheaded, strange looking, but his transformation prepared the way of the Lord. And Jesus himself, the Lord, in a 3-year history, provided transformation for anyone who would call upon his name to be saved. It's amazing what we see in Scripture, the major transformations that take place. But what will we need to do to manifest it? Because as long as it remains a thought, it's a theory. It is not until we act on that which God has graced us to understand that we will see this transformation. So, anytime we see scriptures like Romans 12:1-2, or scriptures like Colossians, which we'll conclude in, we see this concept in Paul, that Paul often began a letter of appeal and prayer, that they would get enlightened from the Spirit, that they would learn effective prayer as Christians, and then that they would have ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And that's the same nature in which I'm appealing to you today. In verses 9 through 16, God gives us 7 things that we should do that I think should set a focus for 2012. He said, number 1, let your love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, and cling to that which is good. We need to let our love be without hypocrisy. Secondly, the scripture tells us to be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, preferring honor, in honor preferring one over another. So we need to be especially kind to those of the household of faith. The third thing it suggests to us is to not be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. These are practical things that we can do to exemplify our transformation. The fourth thing is to rejoice in the hope through patience in tribulations, continuing diligently in prayer. Now, the next one that we have to do is to distribute to the necessity of the saints and be given to hospitality. You know, how are we going to manifest this? We're going to also do this by blessing them that persecute us, and bless them and curse them not. And then he challenges us in the sixth step to rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with those that weep. And then he concludes the section in his article that says that we need to be of the same mind. Brings us back up to verses 1 and 2 in Romans. Be of the same mind one toward one another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Why? Because, you know, evil is set to be overcome with good. I believe those are focuses for us this year, because God wants us to manifest this transformation. There's one overall objective that's going to launch it personally for our lives: the renewal of the mind. But the way we manifest it is by those simple steps seen directly from the Scripture. And when we are thankful, trusting, truthful, transparent, and tough, we'll see the quality of our transformation. The Lord also gave me a thing for ministers that I want to conclude with before we read Colossians chapter 4. And that is, number one, we need to develop enlightenment for our platforms through the study of God's Word. Secondly, we need to engage the culture with the excellence of His reputation beyond the norm. Thirdly, we need to expand our influence through the economic markets, through economic integrity. And fourthly, we need to establish a biblical educational reform within the walls of the church. We need to go back to the basics of the scriptures, because people are not destroyed because of a lack of spirit, but because of a lack of knowledge. And because they reject knowledge, even the future generations are prevented. And then we need to establish a role for the presence of the Holy Spirit in all of our affairs pertaining to the church. This is how we're going to manifest this transformation. In my last section of this lesson, I want you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 4. In Colossians chapter 4, it says, continue in prayer, verse 2, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, praying also for us that God would open unto you, us rather, a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make manifest as I ought to speak, and walk in wisdom toward them that are outside, redeeming the time. To remember also to let our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. In this coming year, we're going to have to prove that we really are who we say we are. We have to manifest our transformation. The Lord has given me a call to
3 minutes, 9.5 seconds remaining.
Given me a call to order. We've seen a lot happen this year. Seen a lot of things occur. But God does not desire for us to enter into next year with the same mentality that prevents us from entering into true transformation. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you that by your Spirit we're able to do exceedingly abundantly that which we can ask or imagine, because we're led by you. At the close of this year, Lord, you've seen all the things that have happened in the church world, things that have been shocking, disappointing, hurting, exciting, even thrilling. God, we ask you for your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be poured even in greater measures as we look forward and set ourselves aright to continue under the plan and the pursuits that you have predestined for our lives. Holy Spirit, we give you access to do what only you can do in our midst. We praise you, Lord, and we glorify your name for this another opportunity to experience a glorious transformation that you have prophetically declared over the church. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name. while my voice was a little frail today, but the message was strong. I believe in the Spirit, and I've done with that which the Lord has prompted me to say. I pray for you continually to be blessed and have a wonderful new year. As you celebrate and do the various activities tomorrow, remember to make vows to the Lord and keep your vows. Live long and prosper. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is He that's within you than He that's within the world. This is LaVon Breeland, founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of Rhema Remnant Radio. God bless you and good night. Happy New Year.